Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, increasing clouds, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers in the lower 50s. For tomorrow, becoming partly sunny, then scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, lower 70s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, some that rain heavy. We'll see temperatures around the mid-40s. Right now, it's 43.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. A bill to legalize medical marijuana has passed the Kansas House for the first time, but the Senate isn't expected to consider it until the final days of the annual session. Kansas House members yesterday voted 79-42 to advance the measure to the Senate for consideration, although some legalization advocates were hopeful that strong support for the bill among Republicans in the House would spur Senate leaders to debate it this session. Senate President Ty Masterson's spokesperson, Mike Perner, told the Associated Press that a budget bill and school funding legislation have taken priority this week. Now to western Kansas, where Ford County authorities say a 23-year-old Garden City man died from injuries he suffered in a crash during a law enforcement pursuit. Sheriff Bill Carr says Luis Salgado was injured when he was thrown from his vehicle after it rolled on Sunday. Salgado was a suspect in a stabbing in Garden City. Rick Everett with your Friday Kansas News here on the Mid-America Network.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135 Mound Ridge.
Police in Wichita say a family fight inside an apartment over this past weekend culminated in the inadvertent fatal shooting of a man as his aunt and another person struggled over a gun. Police say the shooting happened Sunday night. Investigators say the incident began when a 59-year-old woman grabbed a handgun as she argued with a relative. She and the relative grappled with the gun, which fired and hit the woman's nephew, 27-year-old John Ross, in the chest. Police say Ross had been sitting on a couch and wasn't involved in the fight when he was shot. Family members rushed him to a hospital where he died. The aunt was arrested Wednesday on suspicion of involuntary manslaughter, but hadn't formally been charged by early yesterday. The board that oversees Kansas' higher education system has appointed Richard Mumaw as the new Wichita State University president. The decision yesterday by the Kansas Board of Regents to make Mumaw the university's 15th president was effective immediately. I'm Rick Everett with your Friday Kansas News headlines here on the Mid-America Network.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Lawmakers in the state have given initial approval to watered-down coronavirus protections for meatpacking workers, but the measure faces opposition even though many plants are already following the proposed requirements. Senators yesterday advanced the bill through the first three required votes, but not with enough votes to override a veto if Republican Governor Pete Ricketts objects. A similar measure stalled in the legislature last year. The new bill eliminates a 6-foot separation requirement for line workers as well as tougher ventilation standards, but it would still mandate masks, paid leave for workers who test positive, and the opportunity to get tested on company time. Officials say no one was hurt when a small single-engine plane crashed into a cornfield near Central City this week because nobody was aboard the plane when it took off on its own. Maintenance was being performed on the 1941 Piper when it climbed to about 200 feet before crashing. The FAA is looking into it. Mid-America Network News.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Health Department noting a slight uptick in positive COVID cases, reporting four as of Thursday with one hospitalized. An elementary staff member and at least a couple of high school students reportedly testing positive, with some others quarantined. The health department reminds you that if you're sick and choose not to test, quarantine for 10 days. And if sick with headache, muscle aches, fever, chest congestion, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, a saliva test is available at health department and a rapid test at CMH. If you have COVID-19 symptoms and don't get tested, or if you have antibody tests done, neither provide you with immunity. If you have a positive test or have had vaccine that provides you at least 6 months immunity. For more information, contact the county health department or your health professional. The 5th annual Pony Express Match Day event is Friday in Marysville. Donations made to the Marysville Community Foundation or any of the 44 nonprofit organizations registered may be eligible to receive up to a 50% match with $75,000 funding supported by the foundation and a number of contributors. On Friday, donations can be made online anytime at ponyup-marysville.com or in person through 5 p.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Donors are asked to enter through the main west door and wear a mask with social distancing. Details online at ponyup-marysville.com and on the group's Facebook page. A reminder that second half 2020 personal property taxes are due at the County Treasurer's Office Monday, May 10th. Pay in person at the Marshall County Treasurer's Office weekdays 8:30 till 5, by mail, at local banks, or use the drop box at the courthouse. Personal property taxes due May 10th. The Big Kansas Road Trip is expected to bring hundreds of visitors to the Northeast Kansas communities, including Nemahal, Brown, and Donovan counties, with a variety of events and activities planned throughout the region. A complete listing is online at BigKansasRoadTrip.com, with guides also available at community libraries, which are serving as information centers. In Marysville, vendors have begun setting up for the annual Mother's Day Market, which returns this year. Marysville Chamber and Main Street Director Kate Tomer expects several new displays this year.
So we had a few vendors take advantage of the year off to go ahead and retire, which has allowed us to bring in a few new vendors this year, which is awesome. We wanted our vendors to feel as comfortable as possible, and a lot of our families are looking for something to do that is safe and outside, and this is the perfect event for them.
Kate Tilmer highlights the weekend's activities centered at the Marysville City Park.
So we have the Farmers Market, which will be in conjunction with the Mother's Day Market on Saturday morning from 8 to 11. We have the Mother's Day Dash Fun Run in 5K that starts at 9 a.m. at the Big Blue River Trail. And Platinum Dance Company will have a performance at 1 p.m. in the former Simmons Auditorium. The Mother's Day Art Show located at the MHS Junior and Senior High Gym, which will be Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And this will be the Marysville Junior and Senior High School students showing off their year projects along with pictures from their photography class and graphic design displays. And then on Sunday, we will have the Mother's Day Chicken Barbecue. Proceeds will go to the Kester House Museum and Gardens. It will be drive-through and carry-out only 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the northwest corner of the park. We're serving $12 meals with half chicken, baked potato, coleslaw, and a roll. So, yeah, we have a lot of great stuff coming up. We hope to see you guys.
Gary Zarbanek, age 82, passed away February 19th in California.
Graveside service is planned Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Gary Zarbenicki. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken cordon bleu, baby bakers, asparagus, and pineapple rings. Monday, chicken pot pie casserole, a biscuit garden blend, and tropical fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
In the market for a new pickup, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a hard-to-find new 2021 Silverado 1500 work truck and a pair of 2021 Silverado 1500 LT Z71s, one with a Duramax package. Your new pickups awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
We all experience times of stress and difficulty in our lives, especially after a year like 2020. A healthy diet, exercise, adequate sleep, avoiding reliance on alcohol or drugs, and a sense of purpose can help protect our health and well-being. A healthy mind and a healthy body go hand in hand. May is Mental Health Month. If you are experiencing challenges to your mental health and need some help, please contact Pawnee Mental Health. Responding to needs, building healthy communities, restoring lives.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, quiet weather, at least for the day part. We're going to see increasing clouds. We have another system that'll be moving into the Midwest, bringing us some isolated showers and thunderstorms for tonight, becoming more likely as we head into the weekend. It does look like we have another system that will move through early parts of next week, bringing more chances for some isolated rain. Temperatures in the 70s, but a little bit cooler behind this system as we head into Sunday. So across the area, increasing clouds with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers, lower 50s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, then showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, lower 70s with wind gusts at 30. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms, some that rain heavy, cloudy skies in the mid-40s. As we head into Sunday, isolated chance of rain showers, cloudy skies in the upper 50s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early May, 74, record high in this date, 93. The average low, 51, and the record low, 34. Sunset this evening, 8:26. Sunrise in the morning at 6:22. Sunshine, 45 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 7th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Come experience all the unique and wonderful things that Brown, Donovan, and Nemaha counties have to offer during the Big Kansas Road Trip this year, May 6th through the 9th. Visit BigKansasRoadTrip.com for more information or find us on Facebook or Instagram by searching for Big Kansas Road Trip.
Bragging rights on the line in L.A. and Jose Tuve's birthday blast. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. It may be time for the defending champion Lakers to hit the panic button.
Leonard gets the double, kicks it to George, corner three on the near side. And Paul George, raindrop from the outside.
The call on KLAC. Paul George's 24 points led 7 Clipper players in double-figure scoring. Anthony Davis scored just 4 points for the Lakers before leaving the game in the first quarter with back spasms. The Clippers rolled past their inner-city rivals 118-94 to sweep the regular season series. Kyrie Irving's 45-point night wasn't enough for the Nets to snap out of a slump.
Luka pulls up for a long three, and he buries it.
On WFAN, Mavericks star Luka Doncic matched Irving with a double-double, 24 points, 10 rebounds. The Mavs topped the Nets 113-109 to extend Brooklyn's losing streak to a season-worst four games. Baseball, the Rays took full advantage of the Angels' shaky bullpen.
Phillips swings and sends one in the air towards right, towards the corner, giving chase Ward, and this one gets down for a base hit. Wendell scores, Zunino third being waved. The throw to the plate is on the way, and Zunino slides in safely. It's a two-run double for Brent Phillips.
On WDAE, the Rays sent 12 batters to the plate during a seven-run eighth-inning outburst. Tampa Bay rallied to stun Los Angeles 8-3 to complete a four-game sweep of the Angels. After facing unrelenting booing for 3 days, a charge off the bat of Jose Altuve silenced the hecklers.
McCormick's going to 3-2, and Altuve drives this one deep to left field. It sends back Frazier at the wall, looking up. See you later!
On KMBE, Altuve's three-run home run in the eighth put the Astros ahead for good. Houston would outlast the Yankees 7-4 to avoid a three-game sweep. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
It's blooming madness in May. Stop by the open-air Blue Rapids Greenhouse store along Highway 77 in Blue Rapids and get your hands on vegetables, herbs, and six-packs and flats of annuals for your gardens. Combo baskets and 10-inch hanging baskets make perking up the porch easy. The Blue Rapids Greenhouse thanks you for shopping local and can't wait to see you at the new location on Highway 77.
I take great pride in my lawn. My Raptor zero-turn mower from Hustler gives me the perfectly manicured cut I want. With the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero-turn mower, I quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, allowing me to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time. Hustler Turf, quality tools designed to improve quality of life.
Find the entire line of Hustler residential and commercial zero-turn mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Biden administration on Thursday announced the so-called 30 by 30 plan. They renamed it America the Beautiful Proposal. The plan seeks to collaboratively work to conserve and restore the land, water, and wildlife that support and sustain the nation. The recommendation report outlines a locally led and voluntarily nationwide conservation goal, conserving 30% of U.S. lands and waters by 2030. The proposal outlines eight principles that should guide the nationwide effort, including a pursuit of collaborative approaches, a commitment to supporting the voluntary conservation efforts of farmers, ranchers, and fishers, honoring of tribal sovereignty and private property rights. The American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall said AFBF appreciates the report to address the organization's concern, including input from agriculture. Bud Duvall said the report is a philosophical document emphasizing important principles like incentive-based voluntary conservation, protecting personal property rights, and continued ranching on public lands, but it lacks any specifics. U.S. red meat exports into the first quarter on a high note. U.S. Meat Export Federation reports March beef and pork exports each posted the highest monthly value on record. Pork exports and shipments of beef muscle cuts also set new volume records in March. Beef exports totaled 124,800 metric tons in March, up 8% from a year ago. Export value broke the $800 million mark for the first time at $801.9 million, up 14% year over year. March highlights for the U.S. beef included record exports to China, Honduras, and the Philippines, and strong results in South Korea, Chile, and Colombia. March pork exports were record large, 294,700 metric tons, up 1% from last year's strong total, set a new value record, $794.9 million, up 4%. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Well, friends, welcome to the Steckline Report out on the Ponderosa where the wheat is being headed out. Looks like Somewhere around the middle of June should be harvest if you go by normal years, but I don't think this one's been normal, so we'll have to wait and see for sure, but that's kind of what we're planning. Great price, but a lot of input costs that have tripled and even more than that, so it kind of takes the fun out of a lot of the $7 wheat price possibilities. It won't be that price at the elevator normally. It doesn't follow the exact price that it does on the Board of Trade, but in any event, it's a nice market as far as the price of that wheat crop that might hold until harvest. We'll have to wait and see. $7 trillion added to the economy every year. Trillion now, that's with a T, with food and agricultural products. It supported more than $2 trillion in wages last year, nearly $797 billion in taxes. Folks, the ag sector is unbelievable nowadays, especially with these higher prices. And that goes especially for Kansas, Colorado, Oklahoma, Nebraska, these mid-states. I guarantee you, the number one business in the states. By the way, a lot of people concerned about the Biden administration's tax plans, especially the stepped-up basis. President Biden proposes something along the lines of getting rid of the stepped-up basis, but Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack and others in his administration have really stressed the point that family-owned businesses or farms, so long as the heirs continue to run the operations, are exempt from that particular problem. That's pretty darn good news, because that would be a wreck if stepped-up basis were eliminated. See you on the next Techline Report, and thanks for joining us.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135 Mound Ridge.
We growers count on industry-leading, high-quality AgroPro brand certified seed to maximize performance and profitability, particularly under demanding growing conditions. AP Roadrunner, new from the AgroPro brand for 2021, is a consistent top yielder in drought conditions. AP Roadrunner also brings good stripe rust tolerance, a good overall leaf health package, and Hessian fly tolerance to your farm. Call your local AgroPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic performance and data and a list of AgroPro associates at agroprowheat.com.
As you plan your spring planting needs, consider your crop insurance needs. Any changes in your planting rotation or farming operation? Do you need to add a crop? Are your levels of crop insurance adequate? Contact Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville today. Let her help you plan for the upcoming season.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Spouses of military members sometimes feel overlooked, but today is your day. The story behind that on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 7th, the 127th day of the year. Composers Johann Brahms and Peter Tchaikovsky were both born today, and on this day in 1975, President Ford declared an end to the Vietnam War. It is National Military Spouses Day, which was started by President Reagan in 1984 to profound importance of spouse commitment to the readiness and well-being of military members. It falls on the Friday before Mother's Day every year. 92% of military spouses are women, and more than half of those women worked at their own jobs. You might not understand the life struggles of military spouses, but today is a great day to lend a helping hand. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about this day at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 45 degrees this morning in Marysville. Seasonal highs well out of the 60s forecast today. Nice looking Mother's Day weekend ahead. Could be some thunderstorms firing primarily late Saturday night and early Sunday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. It has not been a good week for the Kansas City Royals. Tristan McKenzie bounced back from a rugged start to pitch one-hit ball into the sixth inning, and the Cleveland Indians completed a four-game sweep by blanking the Kansas City Royals 4-0. It was the fifth straight loss for the Royals yesterday, who came into the series with the best record in baseball. Cleveland went 6-1 on its road trip and has won 9 of its last 11. Franmil Reyes launched his eighth home run as he continued to hit well at Kauffman Stadium. Reyes is batting .538 with 2 homers, 6 doubles, and 6 RBIs in 7 career games at the park. Danny Duffy took the loss. Kansas City Royals back in action this evening as they'll take on the Chicago White Sox. First pitch from the K at 7:10. The Kansas Board of Regents named a new president of Wichita State University yesterday. Richard Mumaw was appointed to the post. That appointment effective immediately. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, don't miss your chance to get your Darren Sproles bobblehead.
You are going to be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yes! Order your Wildcat football season tickets by May 15th and join us October 2nd as we take on Oklahoma for Hall of Fame weekend and welcome Darren back to Manhattan.
Touchdown, Darren Sproles!
Oh, what a move by Sproles! How'd he come out of that pack?
Reserve your seats at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS by May 15th to get your Sproles bobblehead. Go Cats!
This is Brighton Stahl, the landlocked sailor, and you're about to hear my brand new single off of my soon-to-be-released album, right here on KNDY.
Midnight shooting stars, half a bottle of tequila. I'm looking all around and she says no one's gonna see us. She nods in the direction of the crashing waves. I smile and say there ain't no way. And from the look in her eyes, I realize stay on the beach, I know better than to go too deep. She's gonna pull me in, carry me away from the shore. She's gonna pull me in, every moment leaves me wanting more. Hold me in. Gonna leave me wanting more. She's gonna pull me in. Carry me away from shore. She's gonna pull me in. Every moment leaves me wanting more. She's got a wild side, and just like high tide, soon she'll be gone. Pull me in. I'll let her pull me in. She's gonna pull me in.
That is Brighton Stahl. He's releasing his new album today. And additional information is available online at his website. That's brightonstahl.com. BRYTONSTOLL. brightonstahl.com.
Don't want it all, but I ain't got enough.